The news come in a special moment where the people of South Sudan are on the journey on implementing peace. The Pope has given us a pastor for the people of Greater Upper Nile. The pastor is called Bishop-elect Stephen Nyodo Ador Majuok, a simple priest who have been called to this mission at this particular time, particularly in his life, particularly for the life of the people of South Sudan. So it is the news of great joy for the people of Malakal, the people of Greater Upper Nile, that at last, after several years, they have a pastor.
Great.
A pastor who will pastor them.
Great. Just tell us briefly about Reverend Father Stephen Nyodo. Who is he?
Reverend Father Stephen Nyodo is a Catholic priest born on the 1st of January 1973 in the town of Malakal, Upper Nile State. He was baptized as an adult in Christ the King Parish, Malakia, Malakal, on May 20, 1990, and received the sacrament of confirmation on the 27th of May, 1990. He is the son of Solomon Ador Majuok, who was deceased, and his mom is called Nyakang Dak. He has four brothers and five sisters. He attended his primary schools in Adong, in the present Bailet County, and later on went on forward to Tarawat of Malakia in Malakal. He joined St. Joseph's Minor Seminary and Senior Seminary in Malakal 1990 to 1997. While in the seminary, in the minor seminary, he pursued his classes in St. Luanga Intermediate and Secondary School, which joined in 1990 and 1997. After sitting for the Sudan National School Certificate in 1997, he was sent to spiritual orientation course in Shambat, Khartoum. He was ordained a deacon on November the 14th, 2004 in Malakal. As a diocesan priest, he was ordained on the 15th of May 2005. He was ordained by the late Bishop Emeritus Vincent Majuok, who was by then the Bishop of Malakal. In his exercise of his priestly ministry, Father Nyodo, Stephen, has held the following offices and responsibilities. He was first appointed Assistant Parish Priest of Christ the King Parish, Malakia, Malakal, then as Acting Parish Priest of the same parish from the year 2007 to 2009, and as a Parish Priest from the 30th of September 2009 to 2013.
And that's a very huge CV right there.
Yes, yes.
And you did mention, actually, that after a very long time, it is now that the people of Malakal are having a reverend.
A pastor.
Now, how will this particular appointment, change the situation, or what impact will it have to the people of Malakal?
The impact to the people of Malakal is going to be that they did not have a pastor since the late bishop retired. Mm-hmm. They had an apostolic administrator who was an ordinary but not a full bishop. But now Father Stephen will be the bishop of Malakal, mm-hmm, with all authorities. He will even ordain priest, convey sacraments, mm-hmm, to the people. The people of Greater Upper Nile, and in particular Malakal, were like orphans without a father. At last, God, mm-hmm, has heard our prayers. Today, we have got this announcement from Pope Francis that he has chosen Reverend Father Stephen to be the Bishop of Malakal. We want to thank God, appreciate God in listening to our prayers and enhancing that God will never leave us, his people, alone as we walk through this process of enhancing peace.
Yes, Malakal has been one of the places that has been really, really affected so much during the conflict that happened within these 5 years. And we are now in a process of peace agreement. With all the divisions, what role do you think the church can actually play when it comes to uniting people and trying to, make sure that peace is attained?
Well, there's a big role awaiting the bishop-elect in order to enhance the peace. We know we have been devastated by this war, this civil war. It has divided us according to our tribes, according to our ethnic belongings. But thank God, the Lord has chosen this son of the area who speaks Shuluk, he speaks Dinka, he speaks Nuer, he speaks Arabic, he speaks English, and he speaks Italian language. This is a language enough to build bridges of peace, bridges of staying together. Whenever he goes to Nuer community, he speaks in Nuer. He goes to the Shuluk community, he will speak in Shuluk. He goes to the Dinka community, he will speak in Dinka. Just to let the message of peace touch the hearts of the people of South Sudan, and in particular the people of Greater Upper Nile. We know there's enough challenge for us. And we as the church, through the Council of Churches, we are going to do our efforts to enhance and hug peace for the community of Malakal. We have gone through a lot of challenges. We have gone through a lot of pains. We have gone through a lot of tears. Most of us have died. But by the grace of God, God has called this pastor to come and resurrect us in the spirit of our Christian faith.
Great.
That we are to live, not look only to the past, but to look forward.
Great. Now, finally, what will be your message? What could you like to say to the people who are listening to this program?
My message to the people who are listening to this program, the people in South Sudan, especially in the Greater Upper Nile, the Lord has heard our prayers. The Lord is sending us this pastor, Father Stephen Nyodo, to pastor his flock in Greater Upper Nile. We need to join hands to work together and build the culture of peace. We need to join hands and work together and enhance peace, healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation. We need to join hands in order to let peace be realized. Our past should help us to look to our future. As I speak now, we are going through the national dialogue process of Greater Upper Nile. This is also a message that we need to dialogue. We need to converse among ourselves as people of Greater Upper Nile and convince ourselves that peace is possible. Reconciliation is possible. Looking forward, forgiveness is possible. We can live together.
Thank
There's enough space for the people of South Sudan and Greater Upper Nile.